Coming up on this special edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Follow a busy offseason with an inside look at the many moves made by the Vikings.
We're excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Go on the field during minicamp to see practice from a player's point of view. See how the head coach is always working to make his team better.
Let him hang license. Good, better.
And hear the excitement from the players to get this season going.
In this league, nothing stays the same. It's either you're getting better or you're getting worse. My goal is to continue to get better.
It's all next on a special edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. They are the sounds signaling the season is right around the corner. Off-season workouts at Winter Park can only mean one thing. Football season is approaching. From the moment the Minnesota Vikings walked off the field for the final time in 2014, excitement and anticipation began for the moment the 2015 season officially gets underway in July.
I'm very excited. I have very high expectations for this season for our team, and we should have been a team that definitely should have more than 7 wins. I mean, you know, ball goes one way or another, we might turn those 7 wins into 11 wins. And so I think we're right on the verge of being able to do something special here, and hopefully we can make that happen this year.
Under first-year head coach Mike Zimmer, the Vikings showed much growth and improvement in their 7-win season.
By Everson Griffin.
But wanting more, the young and rising team have proven all offseason they're ready to take that next step.
I'm excited for a lot of reasons. I think the way this organization and team is going is exciting. I mean, have a quarterback to build from to start with, and then just so many good young players. I mean, for me as an aging veteran, a guy who's been around a few times, it's fun to see young guys stepping into their own and kind of becoming the players that you know they're capable of being. And I'm the guy that's trying to lead the group and be a guy that they can lean on a little bit, ask questions, and kind of be there for them.
Not only having another off season to learn the new coaching schemes from Zimmer, the Vikings used these past 6 months to add new explosive pieces to the puzzle.
I thought we had a very productive off season. Have a lot of new faces here. Some vets that we brought in, another draft class that looks to have enough talent to potentially help us heading into the 15 season. So kind of excited where we're at right now, but still have a lot of work left to do.
The biggest veteran addition this offseason brings a whole new threat to the offense, with two-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Mike Wallace leading the wide receivers.
Not really,
Mike, how you doing?
Good to have you here.
Oh, man, good to be here, Coach.
Good, we're excited.
Me too.
I'm so glad I don't have to cover you anymore.
Oh, man. We're on the same team now. That's
I know
good.
It. That's good.
Yeah, definitely. How you doing?
Good. Did Teddy get a hold of you?
Yeah, he texted me. I told him I was going to call him when I finished doing everything while I was running around. So, but he texted me a little while ago. Told me down in Miami.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, he's down there now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he said. He's down there. So I talked to my bro Antonio, who plays in Pittsburgh. He works out with Teddy. So he said he likes him. He said he knows him since he was younger. They're both from Miami. So.
Yeah, he's a great kid. You're going to love him. You're going to love him. You're going to love him. Mm-hmm. He's going to figure out ways to get you the ball. And it'll be, a lot of fun. And we're excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right.
After the trade for the speedster wideout, the Vikings added plenty of young and rising defensive talent in the May draft, led by first-round pick Trey Waynes.
Trey's had a very good camp. I know Coach Zimmer and George Edwards and Jerry Gray, have really worked to get him caught up. There's no question about his athletic ability and his speed. He's made a couple nice plays throughout these OTAs and mini camps.
Something I noticed from the team, they're a real close group of guys, and they're always willing to help us rookies and younger guys just try to get better, because it's a team game, and we're all trying to get to the big goal in that Super Bowl.
The new additions of the off season have settled in and are ready to begin the 2015 season for the Minnesota Vikings. A time in the organization full of continued hope for the construction of a champion both on the football field and in downtown Minneapolis.
I think there's a lot of buzz about our football team at this point in time, and I understand that, you know, people get excited, they get on the bandwagon, then they get off the bandwagon. We have to understand that we haven't done anything yet. We have to figure out that, you know, they're not giving out any trophies in June. All they do is talk good about you, and really at the end of the day, none of that stuff matters. What really matters is how we go out and perform in the pressure-packed situations when the games are on the line, how we play together as a team. Guys that want to fight for each other, guys that want to compete with one another, guys that want to go out and work, and when the game gets on the line, being able to handle those situations when everything is chaotic around us.
Are we going to work today? All right, let's get to work.
Coming up, go on the field with the Vikings head coach.
As a team, us putting in the effort and us putting in the time to get there.
Plus, hear from Adrian Peterson as he gears up for a big year in 2015.
That yard you're losing, that's when the ball.
Okay.
And see practice from the eyes of a Vikings player. That's next on this special edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Vikings Beyond the Gridiron is presented by Miller Lite, Ticketmaster, and Verizon.